Boker Tov, good morning. A few halachot. There's a very important halacha when a person comes to Kanisa in the morning. You come to put on your talit and tefillin. Now there's an interesting concept in halacha that's called ma'alin b'kdusha. Anytime we do things in holiness, we use artifacts that are holy, we always go up in holiness. We start with the least holy and we go up a step each time we move forward, we go up in holiness. What does that mean exactly? So we come to Kanisa, you put on your talit, then you put on your tefillin on the arm, then you put on the tefillin on the head. Is there a reason why we do this in this order? And the answer is yes, it's a very precise reason. And the answer is because we always go up in order of holiness. So the talit, out of the three, is the least holy. Then you put on the arm of the tefillin, and then you put on the head of the tefillin, and you go up, ma'alin b'kdusha, we always go up in holiness. That's the way it works. On that point, why that's so important is because there's another concept that you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. Let's say a mitzvah comes to your hand, you have the opportunity to perform a mitzvah, you shouldn't push that mitzvah later and say, you know what, I'll do it later. Why is that important? You come, you take out your talit from your bag. Okay? The most important thing when you take out your talit from the bag is not to take everything else out of the bag. Is you took out the talit, now you have the mitzvah of your talit in front of you. So the second you take out your talit, the first thing you do, you say the bracha, you put on the talit. You shouldn't take out your talit and the tefillin, because if you take out the talit and then you take out your tefillin, what are you doing? You're saying, one second, talit. You hold on, let me take out my tefillin. And then hold on tefillin, let me take my talit back and put it on. So the way the Chachamim explain it is that a person should always first put on the talit, then take out your tefillin. And you shouldn't take out both tefillins. You should take out the arm tefillin, put on the arm, and then take out the head and put on the head. Do everything in this unison in order so that you're not passing over any mitzvah. I think what's so beautiful about this is that the Chachamim were worried so much that when you're performing mitzvot, you should never, God forbid, put one mitzvah aside. The mitzvah that you're focusing on, you should put your 100% full attention to that mitzvah. And I pray and hope when we give such attention to the mitzvot, each and every mitzvah we give its own attention, Hashem should bless us hundreds if not thousands of times more. B'zat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.